First of all, let's talk about the election. Apparently, there's an election coming up. I've got to say, no one expected this, and I'm guessing probably that your side of politics didn't expect it either, because you've only announced the three candidates for Braddon to date, with two more to come. So it was fair to say it was unexpected.
Well, I think there were some indications early on in the beginning of the week before the election was called, and there were some events over the weekend around the Premier's interactions with Sue Hickey that then obviously shaped the course of the week and what happened, and obviously the legislative agenda as well sort of indicated that there, you know, it may have been on the cards. We certainly do have some other candidates that have been pre-selected, Martin, but because of their work commitments, they won't be being it, they should be announced within the next few days, but that's really what's been the hold-up.
Well, I know that your leader, Rebecca White, has been saying for quite a while now, you know, she's ready for an election, bring it on. But, I did say on Monday after the thing with Sue Hickey, I said on air that this will be a trigger for an election. I just didn't expect it to be 4 days later.
No, well, there you are, Martin.
Interesting.
So we're into it.
Yes, interesting times ahead. You'll be fairly busy over the next 4 weeks or so.
Absolutely. It started pretty much from Friday, and I don't expect it to ease off now for, the next 5 weeks. So, it's going to be a busy time, but it's been important to be out and about and doing some door knocking again, once again, for the election and in other activities. So hopefully your listeners will see me around, and if they do, I'd really encourage them to come up and have a chat at one of our street stalls or if we're out door knocking.
One of the things you've had for quite a while now is industry advisory groups, and that's allowed you to formulate policies. So, you know, you're really ready to take the election on. And one of the big things has been, and we've spoken about this before, is your plan for jobs.
Yes, that's right, Martin. And you and I have spoken about a number of initiatives within that document. And, you know, we're pretty proud of it. It'll create 35,000 jobs across Tasmania. And it's quite an extensive document with a number of really good initiatives. And we've spoken about those before around, in contrast, how we will invest in TAFE rather than privatise TAFE. But also look to bring more courses to regional Tasmania as well as part of that plan. And, of course, our free TAFE policy across key sectors of the economy. And we've spoken at length about that as well. Mm. And that's, you know, a very important policy given the considerable skill shortages that we do have, particularly across our region as well in the northwest, Martin.
I think that's
but there's also an industry and innovation fund, which is all about working in partnership with local businesses to enable them to diversify and innovate. So that's another really great initiative as well.
And take on apprentices and trainees, because there's no point in upgrading TAFE or doing something with TAFE if you haven't got the apprenticeships and traineeships available.
That's right. It has to be the pathway to the employment. That's right.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, it's only been a few days since the election's been called, but your leader, Rebecca White, already been on the northwest coast, and in fact, you were with her today at Britain's Timbers in Somerset.
Yes, we were, Martin, and we had a good look at the site and met, and I want to thank Drew from Britain's, who gave us a really good overview of the site and introduced us to the 22 staff members that work there at Britain's at Somerset, and it was really good to have a good discussion with them this morning about their products that they produce there and the good work that they're doing. And, of course, it was an opportunity to highlight again our support for resources and particularly the forest industry. And, of course, given the discussions in the Upper House last week around the Workplace Amendment Bill and how that wasn't successful, we have a desire to work with industry and to work with the government to develop legislation which will won't criminalise all protests, Martin.
Yeah.
So, we see that there's a better way. The government sat on that legislation for about 17 months and only brought it on prior to the election, so we think that it smacks a lot of politics rather than it being about working constructively with the industry. So, you know, that's what we want to do.
I think the fear was that the legislation as it was going to Parliament last week would end up in the Supreme Court again anyway, so it obviously needs to be tightened up and as you say, made a bit more specific and not so broad.
Yes, yeah, so we've put an offer to the government to work with them to do that, because we do think that, you know, that we're absolutely serious about protecting workplaces from radical greens. There's no doubt about that, but we just felt that there was a better way to go about it.
The weekend was the 85th anniversary of MMG, which is the zinc, lead and silver mine at Rosebery, and a big day for Rosebery, wasn't it? And you were there.
It was, yes. I didn't attend the fun day that was held in the afternoon, but when we arrived, it looked as though it had been a fantastic day for the local community, and it was great to attend the dinner in the evening, and I guess that brought together representatives from the mining industry from right across Tasmania, but also all of those supply chain businesses and those businesses that work in partnership with MMG, and it just highlighted again the economic benefit that the mining industry brings to Tasmania. And it was good just to reflect back on that long period of time and how things have evolved, and also to understand what their future requirements are to make sure that the life of the mine is extended.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're fairly confident about the life of the mine going well into the future. There's plenty of resource there. It's just a matter of getting it out. And doing it economically, I guess.
That's right.
Yeah. Finally, Anita, the Tasmanian Surf Lifesaving Championships were held in Burnie over the weekend, and Burnie was the winning club, which is fantastic. They've had a big year because it's their centenary year. They've had a book written about it as well, and now they're the state champions.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I went down to the state titles at the weekend. I attended the opening on Saturday morning and gave the welcome to country, actually, which was really great to be part of that special formal opening of the event. But it was good to see Burnie dominate. All of the other clubs obviously did a great job as well, but it was a really vibrant couple of days on West Beach, and was great to there was a plaque that was unveiled also that's been presented to the club by the Burnie City Council, just thanking them for their contribution to the city over those 100 years. And it really is it's an amazing achievement, and it was really good to be part of.
It's a very Australian thing, isn't it, really? It's just something that we've always had in Australia, and there's a lot of tradition involved in it, isn't there?
There is, and it's just such an important part of our community fabric, surf life saving, from water safety to the great things that they do with young people through the NIPPERS programs, and many of us would have been involved in surf club, I'm sure, on the coast at some time in their life, and it is their skills for life, and they do play such an important role. And they're such, rely on such a strong volunteer base, and it never ceases to amaze me the amount of hours that people put into surf club. It's a huge commitment, and just really want to thank them for that.
And very much a family thing too. And as you said, they do a lot of work with young people, teaching them resuscitation and first aid and things like that. And let's not forget too, they still do rescues. And many people, well, not many, but some people would certainly owe their lives to surf lifesaving clubs.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Well done. Good on Burnie. And it's great to see that the state championship came to the Northwest Coast. Anita, thanks for your time as always today. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. I reckon you'll be fairly busy between now and then, but thanks for your time today.
Thanks very much, Martin.